We enjoyed you today very much. Thank you.
Truth is stranger than fiction. This is the truth. This is Ripley. Believe it or not.
One of the greatest romantics of them all was the Count of Chabrol, who proposed to his wife on bended knee every day of their married life, some 23,000 times, believe it or not. In a moment, I'll tell you about a fatal family. Believe it or not. At the same time the king of Rajputana's wife gave birth to sextuplets, a great comet appeared in the sky. Fearing this was some sort of evil omen, the king ordered the sextuplets killed. But a court astrologer rushed in to announce all six princes would one day wear the crown. The prophecy came true, but with equally tragic consequences. All six princes ultimately committed suicide, believe it or not.
Jeg har siddet ved rattet næsten hele den dag, og endelig ved at være fremme og begyndte at slappe af. Solen stod lavt over den nærliggende bys beton og cement. Dieselmotoren dunkede ved siden af mig, og min radio var tændt. Pludselig var der en frisk knægt, der kom ind på min modtager og sagde: Kanal 1-4 kalder chaufføren. Hvis du hører mig, så kald tilbage og tal med Teddy Bjørn. Byen lå nu lige foran mig, og jeg kørte med ret pæn fart. Så jeg gik med på spøjen, tog mikrofonen og sagde højt og klart: Hej, jeg kalder Teddy Bjørn. Kan du høre mig på dit apparat? Hvem er du, og hvad vil du? Hvis du hører mig, så svar. Der gik 2-3 minutter. Stadig ingen kommentar. Men netop som jeg opgav, kom drengen ind og sagde: Chauffør, er du stadig der? Jeg svarede ja, og så fortalte han historien her. Hver eneste morgen, så snart jeg er kommet op, bliver radioen tændt. Jeg sidder helt alene her i min rullestol. Jeg har folie og lytter fra tidligt til sent. Min mor er aldrig hjemme. Hun slider og slæber og gør rent for andre. Det er hun nødt til, siger hun, for hun må klare det hele selv. Min far var chauffør ligesom du, men sidste år kørte han galt og blev slået ihjel. Vi skal nok klare det, siger mor, og lader som om, der ingenting er galt. Men om natten hører jeg hende græde, og så ved jeg, der er meget, hun ikke har fortalt. Og mens han sådan talte, gik det langsomt op for mig, at vi måske var alene på kanal 14, han og jeg. Han sagde: Ved du, at den radio her, den fik jeg af min far? Og jeg kan godt betro dig, det er den bedste ting, jeg har. Jeg talte tit med far, når han var ude ligesom du. Og jeg kan tydeligt huske, han sagde: Min kære dreng, hør nu. En gang tager jeg dig med ud og køre. Bare vent. Men tiden løbes fra os, og en dag var det for sent. Jeg mærkede godt den skuffelse, der lå i drengens ord. Jeg kørte nærmest om i blinde og indsede ikke spor. Så standsede jeg om sider og blæste på tid og sted. Alt andet kunne i dette øjeblik få lov at vente i ro og fred. Jeg sagde: Teddy Bjørn, hvor bor du? Hvor ligger din station? Jeg vidste, hvad jeg måtte gøre. Der var ingen diskussion. Jeg fandt blyant og papir, mens jeg lagde min mikrofon. Han gav mig sin adresse og sagde: Lev vel. Hvem ved, om vi måske en anden gang kan sludre lidt? Lad os da håbe det. Så blev der stille. Jeg startede og drejede af og kørte ind i byen. Det sidste sving, så var jeg der. Jeg troede ikke mine egne øjne mere. Der stod 18 lastbiler fra både fjern og nær. De havde hørt alt og holdt på ræd og række foran døren. Den ene efter den anden kørte tur ved Teddy Bjørn. 18 gange rundt om blokken og 18 gange op og ned ad vejen. Som den sidste i den lange række af lastvognene kom min egen. Jeg har aldrig nogensinde set en dreng så lykkelig, og hans øjne strålede, som ville de sige, det har vel nok været en god dag. Og han trykkede min hånd fast, og længe før han sagde, må jeg godt kalde dig på kanal 14 igen? Jeg følte en stor klump i halsen, da jeg sagde, selvfølgelig min ven. Så kørte jeg videre og lod min modtager stå tændt. Og lige med hørte jeg et opkald. Det lød bekendt. En kvinde kaldte op, og man kunne mærke, hun havde svært ved at finde de rette ord. Her er kanal 1-4. Det er station Tættebjørns mor. I har givet min dreng den dejligste dag i hans liv. Det vil jeg aldrig glemme jer for. Jeg takker jer af hele mit hjerte og ønsker jer for evigt god tur og pas godt på jer selv.
Part 2, The Killing.
I have a radio with batteries, maybe it'll work. It works! Good!
Oh, thank goodness!
Sudden news flash. Thunderstorm just hit. Causes wind and hail damage. And may cause it will last for 12 hours. Thunderstorms may cause hurricanes or tornadoes. If a hurricane or a tornado strikes, run for cover. Judge Jake S. Roberts, Judge Jake S. Roberts, if you hear me, you better go into an enclosed area with your maid or someone safe, like a bodyguard. Someone is trying to kill you. We just got a note saying, Judge Jake S. Roberts, wherever you go, wherever you try to hide, I'll get you tonight.
Bull crap, I don't believe that stuff.
Look at the judge!
He's dead!
Ah! Alright, who did it?
Not me, I'm in life.
Well, somebody did.
Somebody check his pulse.
I will. Well, campers, he's dead.
Thank you. wieczór. Miś pluszowy śpiewa wam, mówią o mnie miś uszaty, bo klapnięte uszko mam. Jestem sobie mały miś, gruby miś, znam się z dziećmi nie od dziś. Jestem sobie mały miś, śmieszny miś, znam się z dziećmi nie od dziś.
Sleeping like a log, but when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get the money to buy you things, and it's worth it to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So I love to come home, 'cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home,
you'd never knowingly let yourself be a conspirator in this, but I think I've been listening to the radio show and I just heard something that mildly disturbs me. Now, I have a hunch, and I'm not going to tell the listening audience exactly what it is, because Lord knows I've been wrong and I could very well be wrong again, but just help me out on this one. Now, while I was listening a little while ago, I heard something very disturbing. It wasn't on top of what you were playing. It was something that was a little bit hidden somewhere in the mix. You know, in the mix. I want you to play that transmission back. But this time, I want you to remove the sounds of the panicking crowd. Do it now. Okay. Okay, that's getting better. Now, maybe you still can't hear what I'm talking about. Can you play that back again without the sounds of the panicking crowd? I also want you to remove the percussive sound of the guy hitting the grill or whatever that is, or the sheep falling on the mattress. Okay. Go. Okay, now can you reverse the polarity of the transmission? There it is! There it is, Ashanti! Ashanti!
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News. At 20 minutes before 8 Central Time, Professor Farrell of the Mount Jennings Observatory, Chicago, Illinois, reports observing several explosions of incandescent gas occurring at regular intervals on the planet Mars. The spectroscope indicates the gas to be hydrogen and moving toward the Earth with enormous velocity. Professor Pearson of the observatory at Princeton confirms Farrell's observation and describes the phenomenon as, quote, like a jet of blue flame shot from a gun, unquote. We now return you to the music of Ramon Raquello, playing for you in the Meridian Room of the Park Plaza Hotel, situated in downtown New York.
We'll be right back. start that again once I've got everything under control here. As I was saying, I've recently mounted the surveillance camera that was sent in by a listener, and it's pointed at the performers down below, and they're setting up. So if you're finding yourself sitting there wondering why there's no need to put on your dancing shoes just yet, well, it's because we're trying to make sure we're getting line level at all these quarter-inch outputs here. This is Shirley and Spinoza, and I'm down here 35 feet below the performance area, and I'm watching from the comfort of my very own bat cave here. Now I'm going to recede off into the ether at the moment and make sure that everything's well attended to down there, and hopefully we can get some of the performers in here in our very special cave to give a word or two about what's happening. If you can see the setup, you'd understand why all the technical brouhaha. And hopefully we won't be seeing double anytime soon. Now it is around 9 o'clock OST, that's Oakland Standard Time. And I'm going to fade my annoying voice out.
November.
Argile más,
Hello, where's my theme? I'm supposed to have a theme. Excuse me. Hello? Can you hear me in there?
Sorry about that. I've been looking for your theme all this time. Sorry.
My theme. Can you hear me through the double glass window there?
I sure hope he doesn't realize this isn't his theme music here. Everything's all messed up over here. No, that's not right.
You know, these guys, they've got me under contract, but they don't even have their own thing together.
Classified, ultra secret, Air Force generals only. Ten hut! At ease, men, take your seat.
This is General Curtis Goathart. If you are viewing this film, then we are under extraterrestrial attack. Beware. Your brain may no longer be the boss. If you are beginning to doubt what I am saying, you are probably hallucinating. Listen carefully.
What to do if an alien appears? One.
Drop under the seat of your plane and look away.
Two.
Avoid eye contact.
Three.
If there are no eyes, avoid all contact.
How to identify alleged sightings? One.
Pie plates, or as reflections in the atmosphere.
Two.
Dry cleaning bags filled with marsh gas, or...
Three.
Mass insanity.
How to inform your wife and others under your command.
Can I freshen that up for you?
I don't know how she got that requisition.
Oh, she gets it. She gets it in the car.
Well, she's not allowed to have it.
Honey,
she's related to the
honey.
People of the PX, though.
Well, General?
Honey and men, I have something awesome to reveal to you.
Well, go ahead, sir.
Go ahead.
Two flying saucers have just landed on my plate.
Well, turn away, sir. I'll eat them.
Good day.
Men, our greatest fear is realized. We are under attack from superior consciousness.
The eggs, sir?
They're only the beginning.
Well, can I just want to the PX?
All right, men. Questions?
Sir?
Yes, Major?
Pass the syrup, General?
It's over here.
That's a good idea, Chuck. But syrup won't stop them.
But,
next.
Sir?
Colonel?
Are you nuts?
That is just exactly what they want you to believe.
The, eggs, sir?
Let's just call them the phenomena.
Well, if I may respectfully submit, sir, I think you've got your phenomena scrambled, General.
What about my eggs, dear?
Honey, they're in everybody's eggs.
Good Lord.
You're making me cry, General. Perhaps you'd like
to take on
another cup of coffee, sir. Settle it down a bit.
Conclusion!
They think he is insane. Yet, he outranks them. His option, command.
What?
He seals off the area.
Two.
Secures the cooperation of local officials.
Three.
Obtains expert scientific assistance.
Four.
Evacuates all government employees.
Five.
And bombs aliens back to Stonehenge.
End of film.
Thank you.
to go and tell the king. The sky is falling, the sky is falling. We must go and tell the king. The sky is falling, the sky is falling. We must go and tell the king. The sky is falling, the sky is falling. We must go and tell the king. We must go and tell the king. We must go and tell the king. The sky is falling, the sky is falling. We must go and tell the king. The sky is falling, the sky is falling. We must go and tell the king. The sky is falling, the sky is falling. We must go and tell the king. The sky is falling, the sky is falling. We must go and tell the king. We must go and tell the king. We must go and tell the king.
Step, hop, change feet. 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 Step, hop, now a little faster. Step, hop, change feet. Step, hop, change feet. Step, hop, step, hop, step, hop, step, hop, step, hop, step, hop. Faster now. Step, hop, change feet. Step, hop, step, hop, step, hop, step, hop, step, hop, step, hop, step, hop. And now let's go fast and we'll be skipping. Take a big breath. Breathe deep.
如果你想让警方相信，我是被窃贼所杀，应该偷夺的土地，玉米穗儿，玉米穗儿，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造反，造
I know you, Capricorn. by all the lessons you've learned from the past and all the values that stand the test of time. I know you by man's need for guidelines and sure things, and the knowledge that good answers don't come easily. For Capricorn is tradition's child, and the goat makes progress by using the stones of history, and is grateful for them.
Yes, hello, I'm calling from the Oakland Examiner, and we're prepared to deliver the Examiner to you absolutely free for 2 full months. So we're going to go ahead and start doing that starting this weekend.
Actually, we don't need it.
But it's absolutely free. For 2 full months, you'll get every day all the news you want, all our listings, including weekends. So we're going to be starting that up.
Looks like our budget can't really handle that cost right now.
Where do you get your news from, sir? What's your source of news, sir?
Well, we get some transmissions from planet Earth. Occasionally from some stray microwaves that...
You listen to the radio, then. That's great. We have radio listings, TV listings, all the entertainment analysis, in addition to the news and sports and everything you could want. So we're going to be delivering the Oakland Examiner right to your house, and starting this weekend, it'll be free for the first 2 months.
Well, thanks. I just don't think we're very interested, actually.
Let me just verify your address so we can send that to you absolutely free for 2 full months.
It's...
You're at Radio Free Berkeley, is that right?
No, actually, we're on a different planet in a different galaxy. That's why I thought it might be hard for you to deliver.
WKGN 1340.
Every time.
Now it goes into a different plastic container, different than 2 pieces of bread. Got nothing against the bread. It's just that it just doesn't fit lasagna or stew. It would look very, very funny. Last night's roast beef wound up going into the sandwich. Now it goes into a different plastic container, different than 2 pieces of bread. Got nothing against the bread. It's just that it just doesn't fit lasagna or stew. It would look very, very funny. Lunch always was a sandwich. Oh, I don't know who set that up. I don't know who ever wrote in the Constitution that lunch has to be a sandwich. But I would like to add something different. I think lunches can be anything that goes into the brown bag and that turns me on and makes me feel good and that keeps me healthy. So I get look at lunch a little bit differently than most people do.
Thank you.
I crept to the blocked window slit and peered through the creeper. The Martians and all their machinery had gone. Trembling, I dug my way out and clambered to the top of the mound. Not a Martian in sight. The day seemed dazzling bright after my imprisonment, and the sky a glowing blue. Red weed covered every scrap of ground, but a gentle breeze kept it swaying. And oh, the sweetness of the air. Thank you.
because of its location as a tempting target. The United States is there.
The United Kingdom and France are there. The French and England are there. And the people of Berlin
are there. It is as secure in that sense as the rest of it. For we cannot separate.
Mama,
if each of us gave to West Berlin in time of peace, will not be broken in time of danger. If we do not meet our commitments to Berlin, where will we win it then? If we are not true to our world there, all that would be in the key of collective security which relies on you, where will we not?
If they bring down our world into war, it is a path of peace
and good. Tell it all up.
Solar calendar date, 1 May, year 1985.
Good evening, citizens of Earth. Citizens of Earth origin, or any other planet in the solar system. This is Dr. Harold Lippincott, your Space Diary commentator. Tonight on your telescreen, we will see and hear firsthand one of man's most momentous space adventures. A boy and girl will go to the moon. Yes, the first of our Earth children will make an unaccompanied lunar voyage from Space Platform 7 direct to the moon. What a great achievement for these two youngsters. What a great honor for these first graduates of the World Junior Interstellar Cadets. The Interstellar Cadets, as you know, are a group of extraordinary children from all over the planet Earth. They are especially gifted and start training at one or several space academies on the home planet. Your commentator was privileged to visit Space Platform 7 last week. And before Cadet Bobby and Cadet Betty went into pre-lunar medical quarantine, I interviewed them. These telememory tapes will introduce you to these two exceptional youngsters. Bob, are you and Betty worried at all about your lunar adventure?
Not really, Doctor. We've been thoroughly checked out on our space shuttle craft, and of course, adults have made thousands of such trips.
After all these years of training, I suppose it's really a great thrill.
It certainly is. Bob, of course, studied 18 months longer than I.
Bob, where have you trained?
Well, I had calculus and logarithms in elementary school in Washington, USA. Then I spent 1 year in the Space Flight Center at Houston, USA. Another year in Moscow on advanced power and propulsion systems. 6 months in England at the Academy of Celestial Navigation. And then back to Houston for advanced computer technology.
I had just about the same program, except for the fuels and propulsion. The girls just don't seem to take to the engineering courses.
Well, you kids have spent 6 months here, 50,000 miles from Earth, on Space Station Number 7. And now you are ready for the final 200,000-mile voyage to the moon. Good luck.
Thank you, Doctor.
It is now a few minutes before the cadets leave the quarantine chambers and board their shuttle rocket. Telecontrol, can we have an audio line to launch QC on platform number 7? Can you hear us, QC7?
I'm hoping that this works. I've tied the towel around my ankle, and I've tied the other end of the towel around this post that they've put in front of the window, and I'm gonna slowly let myself down here, and hopefully they won't notice me escaping through the aux bus. These aliens never considered an analog escape route, of course. I think it's... Oh, shoot, I'm knocking these pots and pans all over the place. They're gonna catch me before it's too late. Might be able to send some kind of signal to number one, though, before they recapture me. What kind of message do I want to send to him? A boinger. That's not a good idea. I can't use a boinger. Maybe this ratchet here. Shoot. Oh, man, I think the guards are coming. I better duck under this towel.